Hey there, Wisdom Warriors. This is your host, Logan Cruz, coming at you live from my home office where I'm currently battling a mountain of laundry and a serious craving for pizza. But hey, life is all about balance, right? And speaking of balance, today we're diving deep into something super crucial. The importance of self-care for better mental health. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon every day, just trying to keep up with everything? You know that feeling when you're constantly on high alert, juggling deadlines, relationships, and basically life itself. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Neglect and self-care is like driving a car without checking the oil. Eventually, it's going to sputter and break down. Now, before you start picturing long bubble baths and endless spa days, let me tell you, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, though that definitely helps. It's about prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being, making conscious choices to nourish your mind and body. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put junk fuel in a high-performance car, right? You need the best stuff to keep it running smoothly. Same goes for your brain. So, what are some key takeaways from today's episode? Buckle up, because we're about to unpack some wisdom. Firstly, recognize that self-care is not selfish. It's essential. Imagine trying to pour from an empty cup. You simply can't give your best without taking care of yourself first. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. It's about ensuring you have the resources to be present and supportive for everyone else. Secondly, define self-care in a way that works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might feel draining or boring to another. Some people find peace in nature walks, while others recharge through creative pursuits like writing or painting. The key is to identify activities that genuinely nourish your soul and make you feel good. Thirdly, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Treat it like any other important appointment, schedule it in your calendar and stick to it. Even small moments dedicated to yourself can make a big difference. Maybe it's 10 minutes of meditation every morning, a short yoga session after work, or simply taking a walk outside to soak up some sunshine. Fourthly, learn to say no. This is huge for mental well-being. It's okay to set boundaries and decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your time. Remember, saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously. You're human, not a superhero. It's okay to have off days, to make mistakes, and to need a break. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it, and remember that you are worthy of love, care, and compassion. Speaking of self-care in action, let me share a quick story. Last week, I was feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, family commitments, and just the general chaos of life. I knew I needed to take a step back before I completely burned out. So, what did I do? Instead of diving headfirst into my to-do list, I booked myself a massage. Seriously, an hour of pure bliss. It was like hitting the reset button on my entire system. I walked out feeling relaxed, rejuvenated, and ready to tackle the rest of my week with renewed energy and focus. Remember, self-care isn't just about treating yourself, it's about investing in your overall well-being. It's a powerful tool for building resilience, managing stress, and living a more fulfilling life. So, my fellow wisdom warriors, what are you waiting for? Go out there and give yourself the care you deserve. Take a few moments today to reflect on what truly nourishes your soul. What activities bring you joy? What small steps can you take to prioritize your mental well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement. And as always, remember, keep shining bright, my friends. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep on exploring the power within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.